Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Before all this, Jesus said, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you. You will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. You will be delivered up, even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends. Some of you they will put to death. You'll be hated by all for my name's sake. This wasn't an empty warning. Peter, John were flogged. Stephen was stoned. James, the brother of John, was executed. Paul was beaten and imprisoned. Peter, Paul, and most of the other apostles were also eventually executed. And countless others followed them. Ordinary believers, unnamed in Scripture, real people with real lives on the line, who suffered real consequences. They had families. They had friends. They had people who loved them. People who watched in horror as they were tortured and killed. Now these martyrs, they knew the cost required of them. They knew the risk they faced. None of that came as a surprise. They only had to look around and see other Christians suffering to know that the path they chose would be a path that could very well lead to their grave. And no one forced them into this decision. Indeed, there were probably many of people who tried to stop them, to talk them out of following Jesus. And yet, they chose him. Why? What was in it for them? Nothing earthly. Well, nothing earthly except for a cross. And a cross they did bear in many different ways. But even during their time of suffering, they continued to hold firm to the conviction that what they were suffering for, what they were dying for, held immense value. Value beyond any earthly wealth. But was that enough for them to endure this suffering? Why did they just not hide? Stay quiet. Keep their faith quiet to the outside world. Salvation, we know this, does not depend on their suffering. They could have realized eternal life through the old age of their muted hearts and closed lips. So what motivated them to risk their lives? And what motivated them to endure as they suffered? And Jesus actually answers that question in these same verses. He says, this will be an opportunity to bear witness. Settle it, therefore, in your minds, not to meditate beforehand how to answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. An opportunity to bear witness. Now, as an aside, and only because it will enrich this passage for us, the Greek word used here is martyrion. It's where we get the word martyr from. Jesus says, You will suffer for my sake, and your suffering will turn out for you a witness, a martyr, one that may cost your life. You see, in other words, what God would do is turn their persecution into proclamation, their trials into testimony. Through their suffering, on account of Jesus, the world would bear witness to God's power and His grace. And these earthly, these early Christians believed that to be true. They trusted that God would use their sufferings to proclaim the salvation that Jesus earned for all mankind through His suffering, death, and resurrection. You see, their faith was a cruciform faith, a faith that was a reflection of the same faith Jesus displayed as He journeyed to the cross. It was a faith that trusted the Father above all things, for all things. It was a faith that was sparked by the Holy Spirit, forged through Christian suffering. It's a faith that clung to the promises of Jesus, that because of His suffering, because of His death, and because of His resurrection, their suffering would one day end, and they would experience eternal life in His presence. But while they suffered, their suffering was not in vain, for it would be used by God to gather and claim His children. Now we ask, of course, the difficult question. What about us? We too are Christians. We too bear the same name. We too confess the same Christ. We are baptized into the same death and resurrection of the same Lord. And yet, where they faced prison, where they faced stones, we often retreat at the thought of social discomfort. Where they risked their lives, we hesitate to risk our reputations. Where they opened their mouths before governors and kings, we sometimes fall silent in front of coworkers and neighbors. Where they prayed for courage, we pray often for ease. Where they saw suffering as a cross to carry, we oftentimes see inconvenience as a burden to avoid. The truth is, we don't hide because we lack faith in Christ's love. We hide because we lack confidence in His presence. We forget the promise that Jesus makes in this very passage. I will give you a mouth of wisdom, which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. These early martyrs were not strong because they were braver than us, or better Christians than us. It wasn't because their faith was any more solid than ours. They didn't choose suffering. And they didn't choose it because of stronger wills that they might have had. The strength that they had, the very strength that they had to endure, was given to them. The Word was living in them. The Spirit speaking through them. Christ's love was sustaining them. And it was all given to them in perfect time and in perfect measure. They sustained. They endured because Christ sustained them. And that Christ is our Christ too. It's not about the measure of your faith, but the presence of your faith, the existence of it. And that too is given to you by God. So when you find yourselves weak, timid, hesitant, the answer is not to muster up your own courage. The answer is not to pretend that you are a martyr. The answer is to return to the same source that they did for endurance. The word that speaks promise into our fear. The Spirit that strengthens our heart. The body and blood of Christ that offers us forgiveness when we fall. And the resurrection where suffering gives way to life. The early believers did not endure because they were strong. They endured because Christ was in them. And that same Christ is in you too. So take heart. Your life too is a testimony. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, who endured the cross and despised its shame for our salvation, strengthen us now to bear witness in these last days. When our hearts tremble and our courage falters, fix our eyes on you, our risen and reigning King. Through your word and by your Spirit, make us steadfast, unshaken, and faithful unto the end, that our lives may point others to your saving grace. Amen.